Patrick chimes in. Names and words are extremely important. Cis men, if you're here to complain and not support, take a seat.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick, at princeton.edu.
Caroline writes, I'm sorry about the gender-based silencing, but not sorry yet for using euphemisms in general. It sounds like here's a place where they are not, caps and all caps, needed, but that wasn't certain before, ... So don't chastise me for not being brave. There are a lot of Harry Potter characters who say, you know who, well into book 7, but we're still part of the resistance. Also, slang is a valid language. And being allowed to say vagina is a bit less meaningful if I'm not, all caps, allowed to say hoo-ha, even if it's for all the right reasons. Encouraging people not to be afraid is another thing, and very welcome, in my opinion.
Carrie chimes in. Actually, as a cis white male, I would like to tell you that all of you are wrong. See my blog for details.
So good. Elizabeth writes, I agree with you, Caroline. Holly, dash, I really appreciate your responses and definitely see your point about perpetuating a hostile environment / attitude regarding periods, the people who experience them, and reproductive health in general. I also see how people like Caroline might not feel comfortable using extremely descriptive / explicit language. Definitely a hard balance to strike between wanting everyone to use language that does not reflect patriarchal histories and also allowing people to use the language that feels most comfortable to them. I appreciate both y'all for your positive and productive comments.
Here comes Peter. Hopefully I'm stating the obvious here. I hold the belief that ESSA, the listserv, is no more or less a public space in the bus, sidewalk, or cafe, and it's easy to forget that in the heat of the moment. In the same way I try to avoid dropping F-bombs at the coffee shop when there is a family with kids sitting at the table next to me, let's consider the benefit of using the same tact and etiquette when communicating on a public listserv. What's great about the ESSA community is the diverse range of ideas, topics, opinions, and beliefs we share and debate. But let's at least make an effort not to be obnoxious or inappropriate as we go about this. There seem to be a few posters recently that could benefit from this reminder. Here's some easy reading for your professional development. There's a link to the Irish Times, Unthinkable Are Public Manners in a State of Decline. Second link, The Good from the Good Men Project, 8 Reasons Manners Will Avert Destruction. And then an article from Real Simple, Work-Life Etiquette, Everyday Etiquette in a Public Place.
Thanks, Peter, for that brilliant spread of links. Adam writes, Peter, the pearl clutching is completely unnecessary and, more to the point, implicitly seeks to dampen the conversation. If you don't want to read the thread, don't read the thread. Move on.
Peter replies, Adam. Adam. Conversation and idea sharing does not need to be dampened while also having a hint of class. So really, vagina juice? Is that essential to a productive conversation on menstruation?
Adam writes, my point is, if you're an actual adult, who cares about the words vagina juice in 2018? Grow up.
Peter replies, if you can't handle a dissenting opinion, perhaps maybe you need to do some growing up.
Adam writes, your opinion is complete trash, Peter. Eat. Eat my whole juicy ass.